Ants are fascinating creatures. They come in many varieties all over the world. They have essentially super strength. They can clone themselves, their nests can have billions of ants in them, and most interesting to me, there's always a queen. Ant society seems so organized and simple compared to the human world. The queen is the most important part of it. She rules over her subjects and they keep her fed, comfortable and safe. The colony of ants works to her needs, her whims. They have some autonomy, of course, but the queen is always the most important part of the colony. Without her, society would end for the ants. She's, of course, the ant the male workers want to mate with. The most desirable ant in the colony. Everyone wants her, and she chooses who she wants. Whatever she wants. Isn't that just so interesting? The way the queen holds dominion over the colony. Yet, the society she creates is productive and healthy. The ants work together not just for the good of the queen, but the good of the whole colony. Protecting the queen, ensuring her survival, ensuring she thrives, ensures the same for the other ants. It's an almost perfect society, don't you think? A sort of matriarchy. No conflict, unless a predator comes along, and then the colony works to protect the queen. Even sacrificing themselves for her. I hope I'm not boring you with entomology. Is it obvious I'm something of a dork about this stuff? Sorry, it's just... insects are exciting. They live in their own world. You know, ants can become zombies too. A parasite can get into their minds and control them, turning them into nothing more than mindless creatures at the whim of this parasitic organism that puppeteers the ants. I think that one is quite well known. But another strange thing about ants is that there are slave-making ones. Perhaps you didn't know that. Perhaps this is new information for you that fills up your mind with knowledge and replaces whatever nonsense you were worried about before. You see, not every queen has their own colony. Some enter an existing colony and enslave it, turn all the other ants into their worker drones. Those workers even help their queen to find more slaves to take control of. Don't you find that concept utterly enchanting? A queen emerging into a colony, into a society, and enslaving its members, turning them into her drones, making them focus solely on her needs, and even helping her to grow her new colony, spreading her power and influence as she enjoys the fruits of the labor of her slaves. Doesn't it fill you with wonder? The animal kingdom can be quite exciting, inspirational even. I mean, you can see evidence of that in everyday life, don't you think? And how a seductive person can appear and seemingly turn those she encounters into slaves. You see them share her words, focus on her needs and cater to her whims. Isn't that similar to the ants? How they build their slave colony. A queen takes over, invades the minds of the ants and replaces their priorities. Overwrites them with hers. I mean, who knows what's going on in the minds of ants, but it certainly seems they enjoy being controlled, don't they? And are they really so far from people? Here you are, listening to me, letting me blather on about ants, because what, you think I'll take control of you? I wonder, did you think of me as a queen, as I talked about the ant queen? Did you imagine me creating my colony of slaves, or turning them all into zombies? You see, we're not so far from animals. It's just, I'm more of a predator, and you, well, turns out you might be more like an insect. But don't take that the wrong way. This isn't me saying I could step on you, that you're a speck beneath my boot. Well, maybe you'd like that, but no. Ants are useful creatures, part of the colony working for the needs of the queen, and in doing so, fulfilling their needs. When they are part of a colony, they have shelter, safety, food, everything that they could possibly desire. All it takes is to follow the queen. And you can imagine yourself just like that, can't you? It's okay to do that. To imagine yourself as a tiny ant working for your queen. Oh, it is a little silly. You're a big, strong human. But ants are strong too. They can lift more than their body weight, much more. They're powerful, and there's power in submitting to the queen. The power to know exactly what your purpose is. Maybe that's bringing her what she needs, or spreading her power to new slaves. Being useful to the queen is crucial in ant society, as it should be in ours, don't you think? Do you think? Are you listening to my voice and feeling as though your thoughts are becoming fuzzy and soft? Like your mind is shrinking down to the size of an ant's? How unusual the effect just my voice can have. How powerful. The more you listen, the less you can think for yourself. It's almost like my voice is turning you into a drone. A worker, a zombie. You feel its power licking at your brain and shrinking your thoughts down until they become so simple and basic. Feed, mate, serve your queen. That's all you need, isn't it? To serve your queen, that's the most important. Your queen and her hypnotic voice crushing your tiny mind, overriding your thoughts. Feel it now. Feel your thoughts being overtaken by a need, an urge, something desperate and instinctive. A need to serve. My voice fills you with that need, and you, like an ant, are compelled by it. My voice enters your mind as a queen enters a colony and fills it with her power. My voice is the mating call that lures you to me. When I have you, it turns your thoughts to service, to submission, to surrender. And you fall under my sway. I am a queen, but not just any queen. I'm a slave maker, just like that ant. How strange it is to compare myself to an insect. And yet, so fitting, for you are just that with me, an insect. Small, but useful. A tiny servant who exists to tend to my needs. And I am the queen who sits above you, giving you purpose, nourishing you, filling you with pride and pleasure and service. So you see, it all makes sense. And in serving me, you join something bigger than yourself. You find yourself part of the colony, part of the nest. And you know that colony must grow. You know that more slaves are needed for the queen. More service, more submission, more surrender. You can play such an important role for me, no matter how small. Small things can make a big impact. But maybe, even now, even as you listen, you find yourself confused. Confused by all this talk of ants and queens and zombies and slaves. It's all part of some complex structure, but so hard to see. Isn't that just life? Chaos and confusion. And here you are, trying to find order in it all. But is there any, or do things just happen? And if they do, how to make it all make sense? How to make it all feel as though it flows naturally? The life is structure and consistency. Are you even more confused? Wondering now what I'm talking about? Perhaps you're finding it hard to focus. Perhaps you're bored of ants. But it's okay. It's okay to wonder where this is going and to think this doesn't make sense. To think there's no order or structure to anything I'm saying. Maybe it's all just off the cuff, improvised. Maybe it's rigidly, intricately scripted to feel that way. You could guess. Or you could focus on something else. Something simple. Something like an ant. We're back to ants. Everything on our planet comes back to insects. You may have expected me to talk about them being insignificant. To compare you to them in some derogatory way. To tell you that I'm a queen. And you're an insignificant ant beneath my heel. Destined to be crushed by my indomitable will. But I won't. Because that's not true, is it? You might like me to walk all over you. To press my weight down into your chest and push you to your back. To stomp on you and remind you of your place. But I won't. Not right now. Because that's assuming insects are insignificant. And that's not true at all. Are you still listening? Still focused to my words? We're lost in the forest, crawling along the branch of a tree. Do you know what's going on? Do I? Let's just focus on the ant. Imagine now, if you would, that tiny creature. That little thing walking along a tree branch. See it in your mind's eye. Close your eyes if it helps. If they were open. I never said what to do, did I? You either did what you thought I wanted, or waited patiently to obey. You're sweet like that. But picture the ant now. Forget about being crushed under my beautiful feet with her red painted toes. Focus on that ant. It's carrying a leaf back to the colony. That leaf weighs more than the ant does. Do you know how hard it would be to carry that kind of weight all the time? Well, maybe you do. Maybe our pressurized world is that weight. Maybe the ant can carry so much physically because it carries so little mentally. No stress in the colony. Watch the ant. Watch it as it travels across the branches of the tree toward the thick trunk. Don't think of my will crushing your thoughts. Only the ant. The ant has purpose. Are you relaxed? Are you focused? Would you drop the leaf like you drop into a trance? Or would you carry it on? Carry it for the colony? For the queen? Don't think of serving me. Just the ant. Imagine yourself in that position. Simple, easy life, following orders from your queen. Carrying that leaf back to her, so she may nourish herself and keep the colony alive. Keep it going for as long as she can. She, the benevolent leader of her workers, the mistress of her slaves. Is that what dominance is? What power is? Don't think of kissing the soles of my feet as you imagine power and dominance. Think of the ant rushing down the tree trunk now. The colony is at the base of the tree, and the ant moves down it. It's running, but it seems slow to the human eye. Such is the scale of the scene. This incredible task before it. Yet the ant never flinches. The queen may not even thank it, for there are many slaves doing the same job. And yet the ant completes its task and you fall with it. Fall down as it moves downward, falling into the colony. A hole that spirals down into the earth itself. The same way your thoughts spiral down to the sound of my voice. Are you focusing on the ant? Or spiraling down to your knees before me, your queen? But you must think of the ant. Think of the burden it carries for its queen. Such a powerful gesture. To carry the weight for the queen. To serve her. Imagine showing a dominant, sexual woman that same devotion. Wouldn't you enjoy that? Like the ant. And as you focus on the ant as it reaches the base of the tree, you feel yourself drop down into the colony yourself. Seeing things at that scale. That tiny scale. Like an insect. So small, you can only look up at me. See yourself spiraling into the earth. Deeper and deeper down until you find yourself before your queen. Do you see me? You, my aunt, my slave, my zombie. Would you present me with your work and hope for my attention? Ache for it? Do you know why, my slave? Because this is what purpose feels like. The ant knows nothing of the chaos of our life. It exists in a world of order, of purpose. Free of the burden of thought and stress, the ant knows its role, its position. It works for the queen. It serves the queen. Wouldn't that be the perfect existence? To serve your queen, a mindless zombie slave for her. Her needs and will overtaking your mind and filling you with only three desires. Eat, mate, serve. Serve your queen. Don't you want that more than some chaotic, stressful existence? And you can find it. See me now in your mind's eye. See your queen. And see yourself kneeling for her. Kneeling before her where you know you belong. Feel your natural position. A slave in her colony. Ready to serve her any way you can. Ready to spread her power to new slaves. To bring her anything she needs. That is your role. Your job as a slave, as a worker, is to make the queen's life easier, better, simple. to let her nourish all with her power and control, and to make sure she wants for nothing. The perfect, simple existence is there for you to have, my slave. All you have to do is embrace it. All you have to do is think like the ant. Can you do that? Can you, the next time you feel stressed or worried, simply think like the ant and act upon your instinct to serve your queen? Next time you can't take the pressures of the human world, let your primal nature take over and show me your devotion. Because deep down, we're not so different from insects. And we try so hard to pretend we're not. But the ants have things figured out. And now, so can you. Just remember the ant and forget your worries and focus on serving your queen. Me, your mistress, your queen, your ruler, good slave. And now, as thoughts of submission to me, as images of my feet resting on your back fill your mind, you can begin to return to reality, to open your eyes and see everything around you. But know you belong to my colony now, my slave. Even as you see the regular, the mundane around you, reminding you to awaken, you know that you belong in the service of your queen. So wake up now. Wake up from your rest and hear the sounds around you. Feel the air on your skin and let the thought of being like the ant flit to the back of your mind until you need the safety of the colony again. And I will see you again soon, my slave.